And this coming Tuesday, President Bush will deliver the annual State of the Union address at the U.S. Capitol. The president is expected to set out a new domestic agenda after a tough start to his second term. Joining me now to preview the speech is senior correspondent Juan Williams. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning, Renee.
So last year, the State of the Union was all about Social Security, an overhaul that's since gone nowhere. What's the focus this year?
Well, his primary task will be to show fellow Republicans that he's capable of helping GOP candidates win in the midterm elections. In general, he wants to prevent the splintering among Republicans that started toward the end of last year when he lost some GOP support on bills to ban torture, open drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The political capital he bragged about after winning re-election is now at low ebb, along with his poll numbers, so he wants to make it clear he still has the power to set the national agenda. To that end, he'll talk about things that are certain to rally the Republican base. He'll advance the theme set out last week by Karl Rove, political advisor, that he is the face of a party dedicated to an all-out fight against terrorism. He'll claim authority to conduct wiretaps of suspected terrorist communications in the U.S. and overseas without warrants. The president will also call for renewal of the Patriot Act. He'll make the case that progress is being made in the war in Iraq as part of his freedom agenda, spreading democracy through the Middle East.
And the president has been talking, though, about high health insurance costs. Will we be hearing any proposals to fix that?
Yeah, the key theme there will be having people own their health care plans. He'll say that will create portable health care, allowing Americans to keep their insurance plans as they change jobs. He'll talk about increasing health savings accounts, which allow employees to put money aside tax-free for medical expenses in exchange for paying a higher deductible on their medical insurance. And he'll also suggest making it harder for patients to file malpractice suits, an area that he sees driving up medical costs.
Well, after failing to privatize Social Security, why is the president proposing private health accounts?
Good question. Well, big business is a major constituency for this administration, and they have a stake in getting health insurance costs off their plate. Also, most Americans see a health care crisis, according to polls. That wasn't the case with Social Security.
And will President Bush talk about high gas prices?
Well, on energy, he'll call for limiting dependence on foreign oil with new technologies and renewable fuels. He's expected to talk a lot about hybrid cars, Renee.
And another subject, given the split in the party over ways to deal with the illegal immigration, will the president tackle that issue?
Yeah, the president will address immigration, but in a vague way. The administration wants to let Congress fill in the details. That said, there will be tough talk about added border security to keep illegal aliens out, but he will tie that to America's need for workers and offering incentives to the millions of illegal immigrants already in the country to make an effort to become legal citizens.
So, Juan, looking at all of these issues, all of the things that you're saying the president is expected to talk about, some very disparate issues, how likely is any, all, or some of this to happen?
Well, this is really the president's last chance, Renee, to assert an agenda. After this year's election, the 2008 race for the White House will be in full gallop, with Republicans shifting their loyalties away from the president to various candidates for the GOP nomination. He'll be a certified lame duck, and it will be an uphill fight to get anything through Congress. Even this year, he's going to have trouble. Every cabinet officer is whispering about steep cuts in the budget that will create challenges to develop any new initiatives. So a lot of the details of what the president wants to do won't be spelled out until we see the new budget early next year. I will say that in this speech, he'll talk a lot about a stronger economy, and especially transforming America so that American workers could better prepare themselves now for global competition, and to that end, call for extended tax cuts and reducing the size of government.
Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.